Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. Today we're going to be talking all about coughs and colds, a very, very topical conversation at this time of year. So if you are watching this on YouTube, please hit subscribe because it's full of really useful content and information. And if you're on any of the social media channels, do please like, comment and share because it is so good for us to get this information out there to as many people as possible. So today's episode, we're going to talk about my not so secret tips because I know how to navigate colds and coughs. I've got several children in the house, so for many, many years, all sorts of lurgies have been brought under my nose, and I'm also a working mother, so I can't afford to get sick because I can't. But nonetheless, I look after everyone else that is. So what is it that I do to give my colds an absolute minimum? Either I haven't got a cold at all, I manage to avoid them, or if they finally break through my defense mechanisms, how to minimize a cold to the absolute minimum. And I actually, funnily enough, I broadcast you today having done just that. So what are we doing here? Anyway, before we get into that, let's talk about some of the wonderful comments that people have fed in. Now, Georgina, she says, love this. And 100% agree about the importance of nature. Love that its shapes are understood to be good for us. Music to my ears. Georgina, this was, or anyone, this was an episode where I talked about the fact that there has been a lot of scientific evidence to prove that the shapes of nature are really good for relaxing the human body and inducing the antidote to stress. It's really, really good for our mental health. So the most important thing to do is to get yourself into nature. Now, if you can't, even just putting landscape pictures up inside your home is a really, really useful thing to have. Okay, so just that, if nothing else. Or if you've got one of those TVs where you can put a picture on the telly now, which is so cool, I love those. Set that to a landscape picture. Okay, really, really useful for offsetting the crazy stress of living in the 21st century. Violet says, as a sufferer of sinusitis, I didn't know that ginger is so helpful. Thank you. I will up my intake, she says with lots of love. There was an entire episode all about sinusitis and all of the amazing things that you can do to help you with that. And yes, ginger is just one of them. And it's such a useful technique. So I'm glad that that was useful for you. Now, today we're talking about coughs and colds and how to avoid them and what to do if you get them. Okay, so what do I do? Because I think I've got this nailed. And I'm speaking to you today having gone down with a cold on Saturday afternoon. Now, this year, as a standard example of what goes on in my life, I have already been exposed to people in my immediate vicinity requiring care, sneezing and coughing all over me, and me washing and cleaning up after them. So I'm exposed to droplets and all the rest of it. That's already happened four times, because the first three I avoided completely, and the fourth got me because I was tired and it was quite an intense week and I had some late nights because it's Christmas time and I went in, but I nipped it in the bud and it didn't get a foothold in my body. So what are we going to do here? So the first thing is we need to prevent. So the most important thing that we need to do is wear warm clothes at this time of year. Okay, you need to wear hat, scarf, gloves, boots. Okay, they need to be a standard. I wear UGG boots at this time of year constantly. Okay, I wear them permanently because they keep my feet really, really, really toasty. They don't have to be UGGs, but the sort of, you know, that sort of sense of warmth, you know, lining is in boots, or if you can wear welly warmers or just anything to give you, or thermal socks, anything to give you that sort of extra layer of insulation. And please, please, please always make sure that you've got extra layers with you. So hats, gloves, you know, and socks, okay, and scarves. Then next thing is always make sure that your abdomen is covered. So here's me when I'm recording, I'll show you. Here's my vest. Ta-da! Okay, so that I've got my lower back covered at all times. And what I do is I do a little pop of colour. For those of you just listening, I've just stood up to reveal my stripe and stare vest, which I'm really into at the moment. I love that brand so much. They're gorgeous. And they come in all these lovely pops of colour. So I just layer. And if I don't want the colour to be seen, I just tuck it in. And they're really, really comfortable. And they're very, very thin, but they're also really, really effective. So they just give you that extra little layer, because the winter time is the season of your kidneys, and your kidneys are in your sort of lower back area and they're in command of the lower back, and they don't like cold. Whenever I say kidneys, people always go, oh, I need to drink more water. And I'm like, well, okay, obviously staying hydrated is important, but actually before that, kidneys need rest and kidneys need to be warm. So the kidney area and the lower back itself is key to keep warm. And the other interesting thing is that the entry point to the kidney channel is right here on your foot. Let's see if I can do a little bit of aerobics here. Is right there, Okay, so for those of you listening only, I am scrunching up my toes and I've got my finger sort of in just in the right bang slap in the middle of my foot, just below the pads of the toes, okay? So that's kidney one. Now, if that gets cold, cold goes up through the kidney channel and up into the organs themselves, because that's how the energy manages itself in the body. And just because in the West we haven't really understood energy until relatively recently, doesn't mean it's not paramount to your health. It is. Hence the socks and the boots, okay? Now, the next thing is I will take two different sorts of supplements which I have in my kitchen permanently, okay? Now, they are the following. One is based with lactoferrin, and the other one is based on Chinese mushrooms. So if you're interested in that, lactoferrin is the thing to go and research, and Chinese mushrooms for immunity. But the two products that I personally think and swear by are, number one, Leapfrog Immune, which is just brilliant. Oh my God, I mean, like, literally has saved me over and over and over again. And the other one is a brand called Ringana, and it's their immune tablets. Those are the ones that I personally use, but what they're, the ingredient that's the effective ingredient is lactoferrin and the mushrooms, okay? Now, what that does is that gives me kind of like my shield and my sword, okay, against the viruses, okay? Because what happens is that's just stoked up my immune system with the correct military supplies. Because when you're getting colds, which and coughs and sore throats and all the rest of it, it's basically viruses entering into the body through the airways of the body, and they it's about them basically finding a host. And it's absolutely paramount that you've got prevention going. So the first thing is, by wearing all the warm things and sort of preventing everything, you're giving your army a really good barricade for it to not get in the first place. If it's penetrated through that barricade and it's got in, it means that the host, which is your body, is now strong. And normally, it's if you're taking them preventatively, it's a bit like Wonder Woman, and it's like, huh, like this, like bam, 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 like using your wrist guards, okay, bam, 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 and it's like bam, 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 bam. It's kind of like Pac-Man or Space Invaders. You're just like zapping them off. Now, obviously, these things cost money, and if you're thinking, well, I can't be bothered to take supplements every day, or I actually can't afford to take these supplements every day, then what I always say to every single person, look, please listen to this advice, just have this in your house. Just one pack of each ready for when it hits, because it will. It's called the common cold for a reason. It's common. It comes in my house already. This is four since September. Okay. So what happens is the minute it comes in, I dose up. So if I'm working preventatively with myself and I'm dosing anyway, I dose up, I go up, I triple up my dose. Now, my kids, who refuse to do anything I tell them, hence why I talk to everyone else, because they're bored of listening to their mum at home. They don't do any of that because apparently they're all fine, and apparently any of this amazing life-changing content doesn't apply to them. So they don't do any of the above, and therefore they get sick. And therefore, at that point, they will take the stuff. So the point is then is that you triple up the dose so that you are nipping it in the bud. And at that point, you're giving your army, which are your immune system cells, the supplies that it needs to fight off the disease. Okay, and that's then, so what I do with my kids or with myself is at that point when I feel that tickle, I'll go, oh my God. So that happened to me on Saturday. So I've managed to, with everything I've told you so far, prevent. Okay, but on Saturday, it got in there. Now, why? Because last week was bonkers. All the self-care advice that I give was just about hanging in there, but there was a huge amount of stuff going on in my life outside of work that was just kind of impacting my daily management of myself. So I had to cut some corners. It involved going to bed later than I should have done. Just stuff, life. Just life got in the way, as it does. And that's okay. Because the point of owning your health is not for me to sit here creating impossible standards that we fail to meet. And then we feel bad. And me too, okay? Because sometimes life just simply gets in the way. Sometimes we have to be up late. Sometimes I just have to drive back from London and I get stuck in traffic. Sometimes I get caught in a meeting and then I get stuck in traffic and then I miss dinner and then I get to bed late and then it's all gone wrong. This happens. It's called life and it's okay. So what then happened? Saturday afternoon, this lurgy that every single person in my household had. So I've got four people in my house, all like dropping like flies, all taking up my supplies of these two key ingredients, okay, lactoferrin and these mushroom herbs. And I was like, oh, right, what did I do? I tripled up my dose and I rested. And that is the most important piece of advice. At that point, when you get the tickle, do not be a hero. Do not soldier through and go, oh, I feel awful, but I'll be okay. You won't. Because that is the moment when your body is under siege. That's like the scene in terms of your cells. Like if anyone's watched Lord of the Rings, if anyone's watched the final film of Lord of the Rings, you know, when the spoiler alert if you haven't, but you know, when they're there in the castle, and then this huge great army with those huge great mammoths with those, like, it's like that, and they're looking at it going, oh my god, they're gonna kill us. Okay, it's like that. So what do you need to do at that moment? You need to give your body what it needs to fight back. So the first thing is you ingest these things which you've got in your kitchen cupboard, and you don't do what Trevor, I'm going to name and shame him because everyone's seen him. He's the dog daddy that came on one of my earlier episodes. What he does, which is not listen to me, and then what he does is message me and go, oh, I've got a cold and I haven't got any leapfrog. So poor Roy has to come round. At the moment, they're actually living with me, so it's all right. I said, will you just buy some of this stuff, please? And he'd listen, because every time they come round, and so he then gets the stuff. So don't do that, because if you don't live with me or near me, then I can't get it to you. Just make sure it's there. Triple up the dose, go and lie down. Go and rest. So what I did, because I didn't really fancy going to bed, so I just sat and I got the duvet out, because what you need to do is give your body consistent rest so that your whole body is focused on just literally killing off these viruses as they're coming into the body, and the mutations, because they're rapidly growing and they're rapidly expanding and they're rapidly trying to take over, which is you feeling really grotty. So the one thing that your body wants to do is to rest. So you put the duvet over you, make sure you've got loads of fluids, if nothing else, room temperature water. If you've got nothing else, do that. If you possibly can, please have a look at my recipe for the cinnamon twig decoction, which is the best thing for your body, and it is a store cupboard staple. The entire recipe can come out of the dried goods in your store cupboard and simple things like lemon and ginger that can live in your fridge, and you've got it there ready. Okay, if you've got some nice person in your family like me who will make it for you, then you have that pot and you just slowly drink it through the course of the afternoon or evening. Okay, if you can't make it for yourself, then just have room temperature water. Okay, you can always add ginger or lemon if you possibly can. Okay, and keep the fluid intake up and keep your body temperature consistent and rest and go to bed or sit in a chair and relax and do nothing. Because that is the moment in time when your body can nip it in the bud and nuke it off. Now, what I did that afternoon was I rested all afternoon, and then I went to bed early, and actually, miraculously, I slept for 14 hours because quite clearly my body was run down and tired, and it's very unusual for me to sleep that long, but it was sick. And the rest is always a good sign of a healing response in the body. So that's what I did. Okay, and then what happened was I woke up the next day, and yes, I still had a little bit of a tickle, but it was nothing like as bad as it could have been and what was going on with everyone else. And I kept to the triple dose and I kept myself warm and I followed all this advice. And by the Monday evening, basically it had gone. And then what I did was I went out, and therefore I didn't follow my advice again because it's Christmas time, and then it came back up again, and then I nuked it back down again with good self-care the next day, and now it has completely gone. So something which under normal circumstances probably would have ravaged its way through my body for about a week, making me feel horrendous, then possibly another 2 or 3 weeks of sore throats and coughs and goodness knows what, and it goes to your chest, and then you're into the antibiotics and blah blah blah. The most important thing is to prevent it, and the next most important thing is nip it in the bud. Get yourself to bed right early doors. One day at the very beginning, it normally rectifies the problem. Okay, so those are the first things. Now, another magic ingredient that I absolutely love is elderberry linctus. Now, elderberry linctus is something that you can make. Elderberries grow free, and you collect them in autumn. If you haven't made elderberry linctus, or you haven't had time to make elderberry linctus, then Sweet Bee Organics do a fantastic one, as also do Biona. Those are the two that I use myself. If I've got, to be honest, I try and make mine as often. The best ones are the homemade ones, because obviously the elderberries are that year and they've connected to that season of nature. So of course what you're doing is you're literally harvesting what nature created that year, ready to go into the body time at the time of year when nature's going dormant. So it's literally like a fresh crop. So it's a very useful thing to make. Rose hip is also very, very useful, but elderberry has been proven in test after test after study to absolutely nail viruses. Okay, it's absolutely brilliant. So you want to very much be using elderberry linctus. It's one of those massive ingredients. And the other one is Nasya oil, N-A-S-Y-A, Nasya oil, which protects against airborne infections. The other thing that I like to do is burn eucalyptus oil in one of those kind of oil burner steamer ones. They're the ones where you put water in and it kind of comes out with steam. I have those sort of burning through my house as well. And the other thing that I use as and when I get something is I have a little pot, which I haven't got here again, I'm afraid, but it's a brand called Avena. We sell it on the Hey You Method, and they have these things called menthol crystals, and it's just a little tub, and it smells like Wrigley's spearmint. It's like those spearmint mints, or those sort of tree ball mints. It's like really spearminty, and you don't even need to dilute them. You just buy one pot, and the pot, I think I'm on a pot I bought about 3 years ago. They're like smelling salts. You just open them and you just breathe them in, and they clear the airway passages like nothing else. They're literally like smelling salts, and they're inexpensive and they're brilliant. They're designed to be diluted into water, and then you can put the towel over your head and breathe them in. But to be honest with you, they work. They're so effective. You can just breathe them in from the pot, and that works brilliantly well. Now, what else? Assuming that this thing has got itself into your body, I've just talked about the cinnamon twig decoction, which is one of my absolute go-to recipes. Now, I will always have these ingredients in my store cupboard. So the ingredients are cinnamon twig, okay, or cinnamon bark. It depends. Something comes up under both. It's basically the bark, okay? Licorice root, tangerine peel, which is called in Chinese medicine chen pi, and it comes up on search engines as both chenpi or tangerine peel. Make sure it's organic, make sure it was unwaxed in the first place, or you can make your own, even better. Ginger, lemon, cloves, star anise if you like it, cardamom if you like it, and honey. And all you do is you just chuck a cinnamon, you break up the cinnamon twig, like chuck it in the pot, one licorice root, snap it in half, chuck it in, peel of a tangerine. Please make sure if you're using fresh that it's not waxed, okay, and that it's organic. Just a nice, slice up a nice nub of ginger, probably about 3 inches big. A lemon, make sure it's unwaxed again, please. Like squeeze all the juice in and then chuck the rind in as well. Cloves, just chuck a few in, and all the other ingredients, just sort of chuck them in and just mix it in the pot. Okay, it's absolutely brilliant. It is such a good recipe at this time of year, and it's one of those things that just sits in my cupboard. It's effortless self-care. It just lives there. I buy all those ingredients can be bought on Amazon or in your local health food shop, and it's all there for you. Ginger tea, honey tea, lemon tea, turmeric tea, cinnamon is very, very good for soothing throats and clearing phlegm. And then foods. Chicken soup is very, very good. Warming herbs like garlic and ginger. Avoid greasy food. Avoid overly spicy foods. Avoid dairy. Avoid sugar. Okay, if you're ill, please don't put sugar into your body. It's like the worst thing to do. And what was that? Oh yes, miso soup. If you're not into chicken soup, miso soup is really, really good as well. And then there's a few other really brilliant techniques, which is gua sha. Now, gua sha is something that many, many people know me for. And using what we call the body restorer. Now, the body restorer, if you pop over to the Hey You Method, we put a link in here, is a little metal tool. And basically, it's got a little rounded edge and it's quite a sleek little tool. And all you do is you just put oil over your chest and you just press stroke away from the heart over the chest with the tool, and it will likely to come up red. In an ideal world, you want to take it down the arms, aiming towards the thumb and the index finger. Okay, so you want to go down the inside of the arms as well. And if you've got somebody there to help you, across the top of your back. Okay, if you could, to be honest, you can reach most of the top of your back yourself. You can do a lot of it yourself. But if you've got somebody there, that would be even better. If you're doing gua sha on the body and you've got a cold, please make sure that you're in a really, really warm environment when you're doing it. You sort of wrap yourself up. But gua sha is one of the best things, okay, for clearing coughs, colds and fevers. It is one of the best things, and it's so good at relieving respiratory symptoms as well. You can also use the body tapper, because tapping all over the lung area is really good for purging and to stop things getting phlegmy and damp. And the other fantastic piece of kit that you can have, and it's a very inexpensive thing, is the Himalayan salt pipe. Again, we sell it on the Hey You Method. It's one of the best things, okay? You just breathe it in. Okay, and salt dries up all the phlegm and the mucus. It's called halotherapy. It's one of the most ancient forms of healing. It is so simple to use, it's so inexpensive, and it absolutely works. funnily enough, Trevor, who was sick with this, it went to his chest because he didn't follow my advice. And sorry, but it's true. Sorry, Trevor, naming and shaming on my podcast, but it's okay. He's a friend and fan. We love him. And I said to him, use the salt pipe. He went, oh, yeah. And he went, oh, my God, that totally worked. So it's kind of salt is such a brilliant, brilliant thing. And it's better than gargling with salt, because the thing with gargling with salt is often it tastes disgusting and it goes down the wrong way. And also it doesn't get into the air pipes because it's water. You want it to be airborne. And tapping daily is really, really good, either with the tapper, the bamboo tapper, or just tapping with your hands, boosting circulation, boosting and supporting lymphatic drainage, and in turn supporting the immune cells as well. So thank you so much for joining me today on my Coughs and Colds special. Please do review and rate on Apple and Spotify, and wherever you get your podcast from. Please do share this information with people. It is so important for us to try and get it out there because it really helps us help you, which is what we really want to do. And do please leave your comments and questions, because we want your comments, we want your questions, and we'll be including them in the Q&A sessions, which we'll be following after this. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And I'll speak to you next time.